It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 29th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Egyptian Navy says it caught three men trying to cut a big undersea internet cable running into the Mediterranean. A military spokesman says the cable belonged to Telecom Egypt, the major phone and internet company there. No motive was suggested. Experts say there have been internet slowdowns recently in Egypt and have noticed some network congestion as far away as Pakistan that could be connected to this. Regular contributor Chester Wisniewski at the computer security firm Sophos is also curious about why.
There's been a lot of disruption in that region lately with a lot of cable cuts, especially for an organization called CECOM that specializes in providing connectivity throughout that region and especially to India. So we're not sure. They originally were reporting, they thought, oh, you know, these are undersea cuts due to a propeller from a giant ship cutting through, but maybe a lot of this has been sabotage.
Wiretapping also comes to mind as a motive, but Wisniewski says that's unlikely here.
It's certainly possible to do such a thing, but it doesn't sound like in this case that these guys were in any way equipped to monitor or spy on this traffic. I mean, it's true anywhere on the internet that if you are able to physically commandeer a cable that is a major cable coming to or from internet service providers or what we call tier one providers, that you would have potentially the ability to sit there and snoop. But the reality of that would be a pretty gargantuan task, and it's highly unlikely that that's occurred in this case.
Trouble in the same internet cable caused a large service disruption 5 years ago.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
Now, we feel compelled to do a story today about digital Easter eggs. They're about finding hidden things in the digital world and don't have to be egg-shaped. Marketplace's Katie Long reports.
I found the original Easter Bunny, and his name is Warren Robinette.
Atari had the power to keep my name off the box, but I had the power to put my name on the screen.
Robinette is credited with hiding one of the first digital Easter eggs in 1979. He secretly wrote his name in a room of a video game he designed for Atari called Adventure. By the time a teenage gamer in Salt Lake City discovered it and wrote in to tell Atari, thousands of copies had already shipped. But his bosses came around to the idea. They thought,
it's kind of like searching for Easter eggs on Easter morning and finding, you know, hidden eggs underneath bushes and things.
You can find tech Easter eggs all over now, hidden in games, websites, software. Say you type the word tilt into Google. Instead of just showing results for tilt, your computer window literally tilts. John Wiley is the lead designer for Google Search.
It's something that's clever and delightful and playful, and also is kind of an in-joke between the creator and the people who are using the software.
Wiley says they've been around since the company got started, and he doesn't even know where to find them all. Danny Sullivan can give you a couple hints. The editor of SearchEngineLand.com says try Googling, quote, do a barrel roll, or the word askew. Or,
if you do a search for Lionel Richie, you get a little box that comes up from him at the top of the box that says,
hello, is it me you're looking for?
Sullivan says these Easter eggs aren't just for fun. Fans become bigger fans, customers get more loyal, companies strengthen their brand. And in the tech world, branding can be worth a whole lot more than chocolate. It can mean gold. In New York, I'm Katie Long for Marketplace.
If you go to marketplace.org and search the town I grew up in, there's a digital Easter egg in there somewhere. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.